Hero, get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addicted products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Just this morning, Ms. Davis will be talking about the plight of Christians in the Muslim world. Keith, who works with Wally Shobath, and they are basically trying to actually help the Christians there. They are the only ministry that is dedicated to helping Christians in the Muslim world escape from what's going on, and of course they're being slaughtered, actively being slaughtered today. And many times by the very groups, by the very terrorist groups funded by your CIA. But then why should you be surprised? There is an effort on the part of our leaders today to destroy Christianity. That's why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We're funding the CIA that is funding the terrorists who are killing the Christians. And the average American really doesn't care. Or maybe he doesn't know. And he doesn't want to know. Keith, could you go ahead and tell our listeners what's happening to Christians, certainly in the Muslim world, and what you and your ministry are trying to do to help them?
Well, thank you for having me, Doctor. First of all, I want to explain a little bit more detail of what the issue is. There's 100 million Christians living in Muslim countries as minorities. And based on our assessment of what's going on in the world, our expertise on the threat of the Islamic agenda, we believe that between 50 and 70% of those Christians will be murdered within the next 5 to 10 years. There was 9 million Jews at risk in World War II from Hitler, and 6 million were killed. Right now there's 100 million, and we look at the same statistics percentage-wise. If you look at what's happening in Syria and Iraq today, that is the equivalent of what happened to the Jews in Russia and Poland. The Christians are basically being completely ethnically cleansed from those two countries, and you're looking at several million people, of which hundreds of thousands are being killed. And what is America doing about it? Nothing. In fact, this persecution has been going on since 2003, and that was when America invaded Iraq, occupied the country, and then allowed the fundamentalists to persecute the local population of Christians, and the American occupied forces did nothing to help the Christian community there. And the problem started then, right? So, you know, we can all be conservatives and all say we're righteous, but it was George Bush, under him, that this persecution in Iraq started, and we have a lot of things to pay for. And now with Obama, we have the problems even worse. We have shown on our website, shubat.com, so many different atrocities, and trying to get to educate the American public about what's going on, because they're not getting it in their churches. The churches don't want to talk about this issue. They want as if nothing is happening in the rest of the world, and God will bless me, and God will do this for me, and we'll sing songs for our salvation. And they ignore the plight of the brethren. And the people that say they are doing help want to provide Bibles. Well, a Bible is not going to help somebody who's going to have his throat slit. And that's not going to help them. Would it be any good to give Jews a Bible before they're thrown into the gas chambers? We got to do something about it. And our organization 3 years ago started, and we saved a couple of thousand people, but the problem is immense. It's 100 million people that are at risk over the next 10 years. And we need to help, and we need to do as much as possible as we possibly can as righteous people to try and save the lives of these 100 million people. And if we can save 1 million, we'll have done a good deed, but we still have failed because 99 million were at risk and we didn't help them.
And, of course, the difficulty is that it's very hard to move get the Christians out of countries. For instance, you mentioned that in Pakistan, it's very, very difficult to get a visa for the Christians to leave the country to get away from the persecution. Is that correct?
That is correct. Pakistan is where persecution is quite prevalent. However, they're not mass killing people by the millions as they are in Iraq and Syria. But what we've done in Pakistan, there's also several issues there. We have one, there's thousands of girls are kidnapped in Pakistan, Christian girls and even Hindu girls are kidnapped in Pakistan each year, and they're forced to convert to Islam, and the families never see them again, right? So that's a major problem, and we are involved in trying to save them. In every case that we've been involved with, we've actually been successful, but we've dealt with a few dozen cases. We're in a small organization. We also are involved in saving people from slavery. There's 20,000 Christian families in Pakistan, at least, that are enslaved in indenture in these brick kilns where they're forced to give up their freedom to pay for a bill, like a hospital bill, and then they can never get out of debt. So what we do there is that's a pretty straightforward rescue. We arrange to meet the family in a field in the middle of the night, whisk them away, get them a new job, and start their life in a different part of the country. It's still illegal to indenture people in Pakistan, but it still goes on, and there's about 1.8 million people that are indentured in that type of stuff that's going on over there. It's pretty sick, right? Then the other is the blasphemy laws, where people are falsely accused of blasphemy, Christians imprisoned. We try to get them before the police get them and put them in safe houses and then smuggle them out of the country, which is a challenge, right? And then there's also, back in October of last year, there was a bomb, the Peshawar bomb, that killed 150 people and injured scores, and we were involved in providing the hospital treatment for the people that were injured. So this is the type of stuff that we're involved with in Pakistan. We're also involved in rescue attempts in Iraq. We're trying to do mass exodus. So we're in the initial stages of inquiry. We actually have several strong contacts that we're working with. Hopefully over the next week or so, we'll be putting in place a plan to move hundreds and thousands of people out of Iraq to a temporary accommodation hopefully onto Europe later.
Well, now, basically, in Iraq, there were, about 3 million Christians under Saddam Hussein. It's down to, about 100,000 today?
About 200,000 or 300,000 left, if that, right? And they're all be leaving within the next two, as soon as possible. And ISIS, which is the terror organization worse than Al-Qaeda, right, they're on the outskirts of Baghdad, ready to make the final push to try and take over Baghdad, where the bulk of the remaining Christians are left, and they have to leave and get out and get to the north, to Kurdistan, as quickly as possible, because otherwise they'll be murdered, killed, or if they're not killed, they'll be forced to pay a jizya tax. You know, a jizya tax is a poll tax that was imposed in medieval times by the Khalifa Omar.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Americans.
Hello?
J. Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dan, I guess, morning, Keith Davis. And basically, my understanding is that ISIS is far more brutal than Al-Qaeda and the others and has an active program of killing Christians. What's the background to that?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you very well. The line's very bad.
Well, I was just saying that my understanding was that ISIS, this new Islamic terrorist movement, which was certainly working in both Syria and in Iraq, is much more brutal towards Christians than either Al-Qaeda or the Muslim Brotherhood has been. Is that true?
Yes. In fact, Al-Qaeda actually outlaw these people, saying that they're extreme. That's how extreme they are. Al-Qaeda thinks they're extreme. It's not funny, but it just shows you explain to the American people what we're dealing with here. I mean, we have shown videos on our website of mass shootings. Just the same way the Nazis killed. They march people in a line, shoot them in the back of the head, and throw them into the river. There was 1,500 people murdered in minutes, right, on this video. They had one shot with a machine gun, boom, 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 boom. Just like the Nazis did when they killed 33,741 Jews in Baba Yar in 1941. So you're seeing Nazi Germany-style murder going on in Iraq and Syria. Beheadings galore, gore you can't even imagine, and would shock you. And you don't see this on the television in the United States because everything is sanitized. So you put it out of your brain. You don't even apply it to your life. But this is reality for people living in that part of the world, and we're standing by. Our government knows exactly what's going on, and they do nothing about it.
Well, there are many people who believe that our government is financing ISIS. But be that as it
may. Well, the ISIS is financed by Turkey, right? And we certainly are an ally of Turkey, and Turkey is in NATO. Turkey should not be in NATO. Turkey is not an ally of the West. Turkey is actually as big a threat, if not bigger, than Iran. And because their objective is to create this caliphate. And the ISIS are stating that they are the Khalifa, or the Caliphate, right, which is the old Ottoman Empire. But they won't be, because Turkey will come and destroy them later and then say they're the Caliphate and we're off to the races. And they'll be peaceful and they'll create peace between Israel, right, and the Palestinians. And we'll all be hunky-dory and then, boom, peace will become sudden destruction, right? Well, that's what we're heading that way. Turkey uses peace to deceive, right? By peace, they will deceive many. And Turkey is a very dangerous enemy, much more dangerous than Iran, because at least you know where you stand with Iran, right? They say very clearly, right, violence is what they want to use and terrorism, but Turkey uses stealth and deception.
All right. Now, basically, of course, you've had difficulty moving suddenly the Christians, persecuted Christians, out of other countries. For a time, you were moving them to Thailand and Sri Lanka. What happened there?
That's correct. Well, what happened was in Pakistan, we don't just have the Muslims who are attacking us. We have the Christians. We have different organizations there, NGOs, that are fake and phony. What they do is they take real cases of persecution, promote them on the web, promote them out there, and then they get all this money sent to them. And then what happens is they don't give the money or use the money to help the victims. They put it in their own pocket. Well, we came along 3 years ago, and because we're doing genuine work, they lost all that business. And they're all jealous. And then, so in order to get us out of the way, they falsely accused us of all sorts of stuff. And the Pakistani authorities closed our operations, not our way of getting escape routes, right, because of these this particular Christian NGO or person, right, and it caused us a lot of problems. However, we will find a way. We've had many, many challenges over the last 3 years, and we always find a way to save the people, because if you do the righteous thing, God will always protect you.
And, of course, you mentioned that certainly in Iraq, why at least you have some place that you can send people to if you could get them there, and that is to Kurdistan. What's that about?
Right. We've actually discovered, yes, Kurdistan are willing to protect the Christians. They're actually righteous Muslims, right? They're modern society, right? They do not like all these terrorist groups. Right, and they're willing to protect. On top of that, we've also discovered routes to other countries, and Italy has opened its borders. France is about to open its borders to Iraqi and Syrian Christians, right, and Sweden. So there's opportunity coming. The Europeans, despite their anti-Semitism, seem to understand what's going on in that part of the world, right, and are starting to open up the borders. Unfortunately, the United States is not opening its borders only to Mexicans, right, and people from the Latin America. But anyway, I have to go here. I have another call coming in here, but I really appreciate you having us.
Well, why don't you go ahead and get your
website. Shoeback.com or rescuechristians.org. Rescuechristians.org. You can help us by going online, and we can donate online there. Or call 1-877-832-7200. 1-877-832-7200.
All right, fine. Thank you so very much for being with us.
All right. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ordinarily, of course, we anticipated our guest would be with us for the hour, but for whatever reason, he just suddenly announced he was only going to be available for 15 minutes. So this puts us in a position where we're going to have to do open lines. So we'll ask you, if you're out there in the listening audience, to give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And that, of course, is the telephone number here. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, but basically, of course, what most Christians here in America find it difficult to believe is that our own government is funding, and that we are funding ISI. We are funding Al-Qaeda. We're funding the Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood was created by British intelligence. ISI, you can go up on the internet, you'll find out that ISI is being funded by our own government. And these organizations are actively killing Christians today. But it's so difficult for the average American to understand that the small clique of evil people who controls the CIA, who controls our government, I call them the Brotherhood. Those people who control the media, those people who control the major banks and corporations, there are not that many of them, but they're globalists who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government today. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Sounds like we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is Steve in the Greeley area. Just wanting to commend you on a very good program this morning. I wish we could have heard your guest speak a little bit longer because this is such an important topic, and this is happening in mass all across the Middle East right now, as we've seen.
Well, basically, I wish you could have had him, but if you'd like to get the tape of the full hour, we have that. We did a program with him either last night or the night before that. Excellent. And so if you'd like to get that, you could just call our 800 number and get it. But it's a fascinating story. In fact, it's probably going to be, it is going to be a tape of the month for those people who are members of the Radio Liberty family and supporters. We'll be sending that out because we think that Christians in this country need to know where our tax dollars are going. So go right ahead.
Yeah, I think that's such good work, and I'll try to get a copy of that. You know, I will be visiting his website, rescuechristians.org, to find more information on this. And as we've seen in Mosul and places across the former Saddam regime, Iraq area, and of course also down in Libya, we've seen this as well, and we've seen what's happened to the Coptic Christians in Egypt. Now there's a threats about war in Ukraine, of course, and so we have a lot of people. Most people don't realize that actually the 20th century was the most bloody and destructive century for Christians ever in history, and the 21st is getting to be even worse at this point, don't you think?
Oh, I'm very, very concerned about the fact that we are going to have a war with Russia. It's very obvious. This is all planned, all scripted. Everything going on today is very carefully suddenly being a stage managed, but they're doing everything they can to prepare us for a war with Russia, and I fear this is going to end up being a nuclear war. The average American said that couldn't happen, but, I mean, this just couldn't happen. It's too horrible to contemplate, and I would ask, why not? If the American people and the American Christians and the American church can sit back and allow them to be slaughtering Christians over Sunday in the Muslim world, financed by our own CIA, why should we think that God isn't going to bring judgment on this country? Because when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation and brings judgment on it. And I tremble for America when I reflect God is just and his justice isn't going to sleep much longer.
Yes, you know, I called our representative, a Republican, Cory Gardner, yesterday, and I gave him an earful as to why I'm very disappointed with the fact that Obama has been left unchecked in this situation. And this Senate Bill 2277, which is being called the World War III bill by a lot of people, intending, of course, to embellish the military might of Ukraine against Putin, which is absolute insanity at this point. And I'm going to be contacting Mr. Udall, who is running for office here, who has lied to me over and over about things, and concerning his stance on this, and asking him why this maniac is allowed to remain in power to threaten the world with something as odious as World War III, and dangerous as this situation right now, Dr. Stan, because if we don't stop our Senate, this bill is going to escalate the military might of Ukraine in a futile war against Putin, something which we definitely don't need. And while all this other trouble is happening all over the world and our economy is collapsing, Mr. Obama apparently needs some wag-the-dog distraction in order to try to retain himself in office when the man should have been forced to resign a long, long time ago.
Well, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about Senate Bill 2277? Because This is certainly obviously was planned long before the incident there, the downing of Malaysian Flight 17. They're only using that. In fact, I think this whole thing, I have reason to believe that this was intentionally done to focus our attention on that area and then to be used to justify the coming war. I mean, it's an incident that certainly now we're beginning to talk about a conflict, but obviously this set of legislation planned long beforehand with 22 Senate supporters has already been introduced in the United States Senate. Could you tell our listeners about this legislation? It is the most frightening piece of legislation I have ever heard of.
Yes, it's a very dangerous bill, of course, and you can look up various locations to find out what they're talking about. Of course, there's an immediate need for funding of military embellishments of the Ukrainian resistance against what they call Russian aggression, which we know isn't Russian aggression. The people voted lawfully to stay within the Russian Union in Crimea, and there are parts of eastern Ukraine. And, of course, as these the sanctions, more sanctions were applied yesterday by the EU and Obama to Russia, this part of the whole bill is primarily aimed at military strength and might to beef up the Ukrainian resistance, or well, let's not call it resistance because it's actually the oppression of what's happening there. George Soros and company and all these people from East Germany trying to futilely hold on to this piece of real estate there and antagonize Russia. And so this is going to be met by opposition from Russia. As we know, they've already got troops amassed on the border. They're not coming over yet. But this is going to put a lot of fortified weapons in the hands of Ukraine and the Kiev government, more jet fighters, possibly missile technology beyond what they have already, and a lot of other things. So this is the beginning of the armament buildup in Ukraine against Russia, and that's essentially what it is. And we're going to be handed another bill for another needless and very costly and dangerous war if 2277 passes. So I will be calling Mark Udall and Michael Bennett here in Colorado, our Democratic senators, and asking them to please think about humanity and common sense before we fund any more of this, just like what we saw before originally when the people were so outraged about the situation with the sarin gas episode and what Obama was trying to do, Dr. Stan, there in Syria, which we stopped, of course.
Hold on, stop. We're going to have to go to the break. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back in a minute.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer. You get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Is our guest, our caller still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dr. Stan. I weigh in on a couple other comments. I think you may have some other calls coming in, but we were talking about the Senate Bill 2277, which is an attempt to put military might and more control into the hands of the Ukrainians from Kiev to confront Russia, which is absolutely unnecessary and, of course, a very dangerous proposal.
Yes, and I think I share your concern. I'm so glad you know about this legislation, because I wonder how many of the people out there in the listening audience know about this legislation, Senate Bill 2277, which is really even much more extensive than you're talking about. It's actually called Austerity Form Sanctions, Europe to level sanctions against Russia. A sanction, ladies and gentlemen, is an act of war. It calls for actually putting NATO troops in Poland and Latvia. And it looks like we do have another caller there. But anyway,
thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate
your thoughts, and then we'll let you go.
All righty. There is a story on InfoWars right now about top financial experts, Paul Craig Roberts, among many people who are talking about the warnings of World War III and how this is coming about. But I'll let you go and get to another call. Thanks so much for your great work. Bye-bye now.
God bless, and thank you so much for being on top of what's going on. Again, the telephone number again, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Bonnie from Fort Collins, Colorado.
Hi, Bonnie. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I have two suggestions. There's a lady from the Denver area. Her name is Ann, and she calls in periodically to talk about this Shanghai group. I was
Talk about what now?
This Shanghai group.
Yeah, okay.
You could have your call screener get her number the next time she calls in and have her as a guest on your program to explain to all of us listeners what this Shanghai group is she's trying to warn us about. The other person I'd like to have you back on, and you haven't had him on for a couple of years now, is Frosty Woolrich to talk about what's going on with the immigration, etc. And I think he's the numbersguy.com, Frosty Woolrich. I think he's out of Longmont, Colorado, but he keeps up with the illegal immigration and what it's doing to our resources and, you know, how much more water we'll have to come up with in order to accommodate all these people when our water resources are depleted. So, again, Anne, who calls in from that Denver area, please get her on your program. Have your call screener get her number. And Frosty Woolrich, please.
All right, fine. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, fine. We'll see if we can get them on. And I think that's a good suggestion. I appreciate that.
Get Frosty. Thanks. FrostyWoolrich.com, I think, or thenumbersguy.com.
Okay. Our telephone number, 877-254, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But I think every one of our listeners should be concerned about the very real danger of a nuclear war, almost beyond comprehension today. Think that this could actually happen in this day and age. Why would anyone in their right mind want to even risk the possibility of a nuclear war? And of course, the thing is that we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview, as they worship a different God. And those of you who listen to our program regularly, or have read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will know about the small little group that controls America. And, of course, because they control the media, the six major corporations, they control 90% of the major outlets, they largely control what the American people think, because they control what they read, what they see, what they hear, and ultimately what they believe, and ultimately then what the American people think. And this is what's really going on today. These people want a war, and I believe they are being motivated by dark and sinister spiritual forces. And you cannot explain what is going on today unless you understand the spiritual forces that are energizing the unexplainable things that are taking place. Now, basically, this legislation, Senate Bill 2277, has actually 22 Senate supporters. It calls for Europe to bring sanctions against Russia. That is an act of war. It calls for actually moving NATO troops into Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, and actually for actually putting increasing the anti-ballistic missile system that we have there that was designed to bring down Soviet missiles so they can't get into the air to attack the United States. And thirdly, to actually increase civil unrest in Russia. Now, if somebody were to actually put out millions of dollars to finance civil unrest in the United States, wouldn't you consider that an act of war? Russia is going to consider it an act of war. And we are preparing for a war with Russia, which could very well be a nuclear war, could mean the end of civilization as we know it. We have another caller again. Again, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Rita calling from Illinois.
And, hi. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. And I was just wondering, the other lady, what she wanted to frosty wolverine and stuff. But there's, you know, Barry Chamish, and he's got this Muslim man who's very, very good that he's talking to. We could put our own thing together with a Christian, a Muslim, and a Jewish guy, and we want peace and we don't like the devil. But here's a guy, I don't know if you've heard of him, David Livingston, and he's written this book, Black Terror, White Muslim, and it's the New Age and Islam, Fascism, and the New Age, and the Farnes family, and he's an excellent researcher and very captivating, and Barry really likes his work, and he has some interviews out there on YouTube, and I listened to them all, and he's just totally captivating. It tells you where all this Muslim brotherhood comes from, and the Islamic terrorists, and how they're all connected to the New Age, and Blavatsky, and some guy named Afghani, too. And just totally, totally interesting. It's quite, like you said, it's illusion. And it's all illusion. His name is David Livingston, and his website is thedyinggod.com. And his new book is called Black Terror, White Soldiers, and Islam, Fascism, and the New Age. So it's nothing new, you know.
Well, I have heard of David Livingston. I'm not certain that I've ever had him on our program, but I've certainly heard of him. He has a good reputation.
He's very good, and we can have our own coalition, our own Christian Jews and the Muslims say, no, we don't like it. We don't like
okay,
it.
Our number is 877-254-7524. Caller wants to hang on. That's fine. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Squarer Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. We lost our guest this morning, so if you'd like to give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. How do we make any sense out of what's going on in Iraq today, where the CIA is funding both the Shia and the Sunnis, and they're slaughtering one another, and they're slaughtering the Christians, and we're financing the terrorist movement that's killing the Christians. We're financing ISIS. It's killing the Christians in Iraq. It's killing the Christians in Syria. Why would we be financing the killing of Christians? Because the small group that controls America hates Christians, and of course is going to bring terrible suffering to the Christians of this country. Why? Because they are totally oblivious of what's going on. The Christian church is not talking about what's going on. Certainly the average Christian is totally unconcerned about the fact that we are financing the slaughter of Christians elsewhere. And I believe God is going to bring judgment on America because of that. And furthermore, you know, as you look and see what's going on over there in that part of the world, what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Syria, suddenly what's going on between Israel and Hamas. And you have to understand that the Israeli intelligence created Hamas. Who's funding Hamas? Who's actually putting out the money for their missiles? Who is training Hamas? Certainly, Israel did not have to attack. They could simply cut off the electricity, the gas, the water, and certainly within a few weeks, why the people of Gaza would have put down Hamas. But they didn't do that. They wanted the war. They killed well over 1,000 Palestinians, and thousands more may die before this is over. It really doesn't make sense, and there's to understand there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. And the fact that the Bible is applicable to the events that are taking place. And that's the hardest thing for the average American, Christian in America to understand is that we are truly seeing the playing out of biblical times. How can we possibly understand the threat of a nuclear war with Russia today? I mean, this is not imaginary. It's very real. And it's not just Russia. Certainly China has nuclear weapons. Certainly Pakistan has nuclear weapons. I believe that probably both Iran and Saudi Arabia have nuclear weapons, although no one will admit it. Israel has nuclear weapons. England, France, United States. But be that as it may, certainly we're talking about a nuclear war or a war with Russia, and certainly there's no reason in the world why this wouldn't become a nuclear war. And basically, of course, we could be talking How can we understand that with our minds today? Well, if you read the scriptures, you read Revelation 6:8, the rider on the pale horse, and the war that's described there, certainly why they're talking about 25% of the population, 25% of the world, will be eliminated. The population of 25% of the world will be eliminated. What you need to do is get into the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a Christian, you should read them. You should believe them. If you're not a Christian, why, understand that there's no way to understand what lies ahead without at least analyzing what it says in the scriptures, because either they are true and they're relevant, or they're simply nice tales, nice stories that we should read because they have good moral content in them. But they are not applicable to what's going on today. Well, I will tell you quite frankly that there is no way to understand what is unfolding as the name in Ukraine today and the very Senate Bill S-2211 and certainly all the other things that are taking place as we prepare for a war with Russia. There's no way to understand what's going on in the Middle East and certainly what's going on in Gaza unless you understand that the Bible is relevant, that we are living in truly prophetic times. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And of course, it's always very, very difficult for the talk show host when the person you're expecting to be with you for an hour suddenly does not have the courtesy to tell you ahead of time, and then suddenly comes on and says, well, I can only be with you for 15 minutes. And then, of course, we are stuck with nothing to talk about. So that's why we have to depend upon callers calling in to help us get the information out. But fortunately, there is so much to talk about at the present time as America faces certainly the destruction of our economic system, certainly the destruction not only of our economic system, but the very real possibility of a war with Russia. And certainly as the European nations are being forced. They don't want to, but because they've been taken over by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and people like Merkel and the others are all part of the globalist movement, and certainly Europe is being forced to bring sanctions on Russia, an act of war. NATO, headed by an American general, is moving troops to the in adjacent to Russia into Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. They are developing the anti-ballistic missile system that surrounds Russia so that their missiles will not be able to get off the ground, because America's policy has changed. We used to think that nuclear war was not winnable. We do believe that nuclear war is winnable today, and certainly with a preemptive war, we'd be able to neutralize Russia. This is American military policy you're not hearing about. But of course, it is frightening because our leaders are contemplating a nuclear war with Russia, and they think it can be won. I do not, and I'm very, very concerned. And you should be concerned, too. And you should be reading the articles up on the internet by Paul Craig Roberts. That's Paul Craig Roberts, former Undersecretary of the Treasury. We need your help getting the information out. Be back in a moment. Okay.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well done, Stan. I'd like to stand here trying to get the word out, the information that a lot of people are not hearing. Because remember, the media is controlled, and the last thing they want is for you to understand what is really going on. But a small clique controls, the media controls both political parties and is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. The only trouble is, of course, that some of the other countries in the world don't necessarily want to go along with our plans. They want to be in charge, and I've talked about now the fact that the BRIC nations are organizing financially against the United States, and a number of the other countries really don't like the fact that we are telling everybody in the world, we're telling them exactly how to run their government and what they should be doing. And, of course, there are other countries that say, look, we don't want to go along with your globalist plan, or we don't want to go along with your leadership, or we don't trust you. We think that, of course, you're using your power to increase the power of your corporation and your profit and the living standards in your country, and you're hurting us. Well, of course, that's a great deal of truth in that. The whole world is moving into an economic recession, and this has all been brought about by the policies put forward by our leaders who think that they know how to run the world, but as it always turns out, these people who want to run the world believe that if they have the power, they can do it, and they're not doing it. They're doing a terribly poor job, and the whole structure of the geopolitics of the world is beginning to crumble, and we're in for some very, very difficult times. And, of course, the solution would be a war, because that will rally the people behind the government. Ladies and gentlemen, don't rally behind this government, because it's not our government. It is not looking after American interests. And understand that the only thing worse than a war or a nuclear war would be losing the war. And I'm not certain that God is going to anything good to America. I believe God is going to bring punishment on America, because America has turned against God. But the average American doesn't understand this. His church is this, that they've been taken over, and our churches, all they want to do is say that God loves us, and we should be happy, and God is coming very, very soon. We're not going to have to go through any different things. We're all going to be whisked away here, and before anything bad happens, and if you read the scriptures, that isn't what it says at all. We're going to be here, and terrible things are going to happen, and so many people are going to die, that it says in the scriptures, that if God didn't intervene, there wouldn't be anybody left. That the average Christian in America doesn't read the scriptures or understand the scriptures or understand the terrible times that lie ahead and what happens to a nation that turns against God. Well, radio.